I'm Anne, and welcome back to another episode of Do Well, your alternative guide to wellness. Here in Suffolk, it's such a hotbed of well-beingment, it wouldn't surprise me to discover that we're at the actual epicentre of the world's most foremost wellness mastery and practices. It's not verified, but like I said, wouldn't surprise me. This week, our roving reporter Alex roved upon a new and emerging practice that had him questioning his own sense of balance and sanity. Yo, Alex, what are you saying? Do well.
Thanks, Anne. Welcome to another episode of Do Well. I'm Alex, and I have with me today Susan Flatpack. Hello, Susan.
Hello, Alex.
Hello. And you're here to talk us through the wellness benefits of, and let me get this right, whelming.
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 Yes.
Do whelm.
Do whelm.
I guess we would say here.
Exactly.
So, Susan, fascinating. So, tell us, whelming, how did this begin? Maybe start there.
Okay, so, whelming, not many people have actually even heard the word whelm.
No, I hadn't.
But quite a lot of us are familiar with being overwhelmed or underwhelmed.
Ah, right.
With the Whelming Society, we aim to strike a balance.
Right.
We are neither overwhelmed nor underwhelmed. We simply are whelmed.
I get it now. Oh, so obvious. Right.
See?
Brilliant. Right, so this is a great. Tell us more. Tell us more.
So we practice the art of whelming, which is neither overwhelming nor underwhelming.
Right.
It's simply whelming. What can I tell you about
it? Let's get into a few specifics then, okay. I guess. So between over and underwhelmed,
there is whelmed.
There is whelmed?
Yes.
What is that?
Whelmed is a place of calm and balance. Some might say whelming is dull. But here at the Whelming Society, we would disagree with that. We wouldn't argue strongly because we wouldn't want to overwhelm anyone.
Right.
Nor would we be passive because that would be a very underwhelming response.
Right.
We would aim to simply state the fact that whelming is neither boring nor fascinatingly interesting. It is simply whelming.
Interesting. So
does that make sense, Alex?
That's intriguing. So there's quite a lot more to it than first meets the eye then.
There's not an overwhelming amount to know about whelming.
So there's more to it than meets the eye, but not a lot more.
Perhaps some more.
Some more.
I think it would be fair to say there's some more. We do not advocate this current idea of exaggerating or catastrophizing. What we aim to do is to take our members out of that world of extremes.
Mm-hmm.
At the Whelming Society, we aim to strike up conversation, but we don't want to get into debate.
Right.
Because we find that if people get into debate, they can either be overwhelmed with the opposing opinions of their fellow whelmers, or they can be underwhelmed and end up feeling aggressive. There is a real danger of the underwhelmed becoming aggressive through sheer mind-blowing boredom.
Mm. And then potentially overwhelming all of a sudden.
And then before you know it, they are overwhelmed and maybe, I don't know, they've punched one of their friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I'm fascinated. So, obviously, if this is a river, between the banks of, on the one side, sort of rigidity and underwhelm.
Excellent analogy there.
Chaos and overwhelm. But how do you stay in the river of whelming? Whelm being?
The path to whelm being.
Yes.
I like that a lot. Yeah. We might use that as a strapline.
You can have that.
Thank you very much. With the river analogy, we wouldn't either be on the left-hand side of the river nor the right-hand side of the river. We would simply be on the bridge that connects the two.
A bridge. So a bridge is how you would do it.
Whelming is the bridge that connects the the two extremes of apathy and inactivity and chaos and confusion.
And how does it do that?
Very simple, Alex. And I'm very glad you asked.
Yeah.
It's a really good question.
Great. I'm waiting to hear.
I'm sure. So I will just prepare myself emotionally and spiritually to deliver that
take your time.
Answer to your question.
Take your time.
What was your question again?
How does it actually, how do you actually stay on the bridge of...
of whelmness.
Whelmness. How do you actually stay whelm?
Whelming and whelm is activated by a state of nothing within the room. So once the doors are closed and the windows are closed and the curtains drawn, we aim to create a space of naught.
A space of naught.
So what we ask is for our members to clear their minds, and we do this through the introduction of white noise into the room.
Right.
We ask our members to focus on the white noise.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any agitation, we turn it up.
Right.
If people seem to be falling asleep,
yeah,
we maybe put a fan on just to create a little bit of a breeze.
Yeah.
And then once we can sense that everyone is on the same level emotionally,
uh-huh, mm-hmm,
we then bring the lights up and we find that we have created within a space of naught, whelmness.
Whelmness.
Calm, Alex, is what it is. Mm, it's calm.
I was going to say
it's
calm.
It's balanced.
Balance.
On our logo, we have a set of those old-fashioned scales that you used to find in sweet shops where,
yeah,
they would measure out, I don't know, a quarter of midget gems or jelly babies.
Yeah, or possibly some milk gums.
Or pear drops.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm.
And you'd be balancing the amount.
So we balance the amount. On the one hand is overwhelm, on the other hand is underwhelm, in the middle, and where, yeah, it balances is whelm, pure whelm. We aim for pure whelmment. Whelmment.
Wellness, possibly easier to say?
Wellness is easier to say, but we're not looking for ease of...
oh, okay.
Verbosity here.
Yeah, it's neither too much nor too little.
No, we are just looking for whelmment.
Right. I really, really think you maybe want to consider wellness or well-being. As anyway,
well. I can see where you're coming from now when you talk about it.
Yeah.
It is a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, but on the other hand, that demonstrates.
But I don't want to. You see,
yeah,
if I allow myself, here's a good example, Alex. If I allow myself to overthink the physical difficulties of saying whelmment every time I explain it to someone like your good self, I could be in danger of tipping over into overwhelmment.
You could.
I put an extra M in there.
And the benefit of that actually is it's not going to be confused with well-being.
No.
Because well-being, very close, but whelmment is pretty clear that you're
exactly
not saying, if nothing else, well-being.
So the state of a state of whelm is our aim. There are very few of us who live in this beautiful, calm utopia that is whelm.
Yeah.
And imagine if the world was whelm.
Imagine
a whelm world. A whelm world. Can you imagine that, Alex?
I'm trying. I get distracted by the word whelm.
I'm sensing...
yeah.
Here's what I'm getting from you, and please do correct me.
And go on, go. Yeah.
I'm sensing that where you are right now is you're in that dichotomy that often occurs when we introduce new members.
Yeah.
Is the frustration that you are feeling towards whelmment.
Yeah.
Which is leading you to an underwhelm of... why doesn't this woman just get on and speak louder and carry on and be a bit more animated?
Yes.
Coupled with the overwhelming need to perhaps, I don't know, finish my sentences, sort of shout at me.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. I'm between under and over. I'm seesawing between under and overwhelmed.
Yes.
I'm so underwhelmed by this concept that I'm overwhelmed by my feelings of rage
and despair.
And despair.
Yes.
And then I seesaw back to a guilty middle ground, but that's probably not what you're after, is it? A kind of guilty stasis.
We're not here to judge on where you are.
Right.
It's simply an observation that you can make. But yes, it is. It's common to feel that being torn between the two emotions. And what I would say to you is that with here at the Whelming Society, you are in that what we call whelm flux.
Whelm flux. That's what you'd call that.
That's the polarity
binary.
Yes, the uppy downy, flippy floppy. I'm happy, I'm not, I'm angry with you, you're boring, I hate you, you're annoying me. All of that I can sense is coming from you.
That's right, yes. But I feel the honesty within the whelm space you've created, the nothing space, to be honest about that.
I think it's, and as you can see, I'm comfortable with it. Yeah. I'm whelmed with it, Alex. I'm whelmed by it.
Yeah.
I feel no overwhelm nor underwhelm about your feelings towards me, because I know that if you sit in this space for long enough, you would eventually reach a state of whelm.
And the thing would be wanting the whelm, because at the moment I don't want the whelm.
You don't want whelm?
No.
I think where you are is you don't know that you want whelm, because you're too comfortable with over under whelm flux.
With my whelm flux.
And what that can do is, you know, you can go through your entire life being in whelm flux.
Yeah.
Many people are.
Yeah. And what is the opposite of whelm flux then? Is it whelmament?
Enlightenment.
Enlightenment.
Yes. Enlightenment. Two M's.
Two M's.
Yes.
Two M's.
Otherwise it's just...
Yeah. Whelmment. Is that three M's?
That's three M's.
Whelmment.
Alex, we're a progressive movement, and we're a work in progress. We are hoping to link up with the Array Society, which is the opposite of disarray.
Yes, of course.
Those who wish to live a life more arrayed.
Yes, I think that's a great note to end on, Susan. I'm sorry we ran out of time to talk about the Wheel of Wellness.
Next time. Yes.
For now, Susan, do well.
Do well.
Well moment indeed. I like that concept. Thank you, Alex, for that intriguing interview with Susan Flatpak of the Whelming Society. Let's keep it all on the level for whelmness. Thank you for listening, and until next time, do well.